This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Curry in Britain, tempura in Japan, sweet potatoes in the Deep South. As cuisines cross space and time, Krishnendu Ray, professor and chair of the Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health at New York University, is constantly looking at how these cuisines affect our perception of immigrant cooking. On this episode of the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour, Krishnendu discusses this topic in great detail.
I would say there's something inherently sort of shameful about...
And inferior.
Right.
I would say in some ways you can generalize that also happened in the U.S. until you had servants. Once servants vanish from a society because of levels of development, then service comes back as a pantomime of servitude. And then people can, that's why I would say white people make terrific servers, because they don't have memory of servitude. People who live in close proximity to being servants, are servants, and a history of servitude, do not make very good servers, willing servers in general.
Right,
so that's the second element of it.
Because it's sort of that the identities aren't sufficiently divorced, so they can't be invested professionally in service without feeling it somehow...
Excellent.
Right.
That's an excellent point. That in some ways, in a sense, it cannot be just a pantomime. If you're a server, there's always a danger in those societies that you might be treated as a servant.
Right.
Okay? And if that possibility exists, there is a kind of a tug of war between the part of it that needs that work and labor and the part of you that in fact resists it because of notions of dignity. I mean, that's why I think you can generalize almost on what are all called, what we would classify as ethnic restaurants, which are basically poor people's cuisines in kind of the American history.
What's interesting about Awad, third generation Indian, you know, immigrants, or even if you want to put in color, you know, white servers.
Absolutely. And you see them, people who are playing at the very high end, like, say, Floyd Cardos, right? Or, say, Davies, Suvir, Saran. Or, say, Tamarind and Tulsi, Hemant Mathur, and Survi. They, in some ways, kind of play with that. In some ways, they have a mixed server population, which generally tends to be not of South Asian origin or of the second and the third generation. And you saw that amongst every ethnic group. And so what you're pointing to is this kind of a curse of being an ethnic place. And maybe this is related to your first set of comments on what gets reviewed and what doesn't get reviewed.
Right, because bad service, places with bad service get reviewed all the time.
Yes.
And it's mentioned in the review.
Yeah. I think with Indian food specifically, there's a twofold problem, at least in New York City, which is it is parts of it, most parts. There are about 300 Indian restaurants in New York City, out of which about 10 are high-end, marked by price. And Awad falls kind of in the upper end of it, not the most expensive, as you named. Tamarind, Junoon, Tulsi, Devi are the most expensive ones. And in fact, these days, Floyd has moved out of the ethnic category, and he's playing with a restaurant called White Street, which
right.
is very interesting food. But he, in fact, found himself confined within the ethnic domain. For a long time in New York City, he couldn't find a job cooking any other food. People said, you're Indian. You'd be good to make chicken tikka masala and
which
nothing else.
Which is crazy.
It is,
because a little bit about very quickly how immigration has an immigrant communities and the size of those communities affects if a cuisine is sort of ghettoized to lower end ethnicity or like ethnic cuisine or like Japanese kind of brought up.
Yeah, my studies show that in fact there's kind of almost an inverse relationship between popularity and prestige, and popularity of a cuisine is often related to the number of immigrants coming in. Large number of immigrants, poor immigrants, often in neighborhoods, you will have these cheap and interesting eateries that since the end of the 19th century intellectuals, artists would kind of go slumming there within quotation marks. On the other side is the cuisine of basically the elites that enters, the Japanese cuisine being the other example, a good example of it, comes from the midtown and its prestige goes up. So we have the most expensive restaurants, a Japanese restaurant. And I think that is a relationship that we still have in the U.S., that we have great respect for foreign cuisines and relatively low respect in terms of prestige for immigrant cuisines, which is what we call ethnic cuisines. Right. So I think it's very important if French is seen as foreign.
Krishnendu Rai will be on a panel at the Food Book Fair 2015 on the topic of immigrant cooking called Food and Empire. To learn more, visit foodbookfair.com.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.